Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host on tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that I have all of my family and friends on here. We have many different family members on here, and we're going to discuss some things later on. But our purpose today is to be able to concentrate on our needs and wants. God has done so many great things for us, and he's helped us in so many ways, and we just want to give him praise and glory. So we're going to begin by, first of all, of course, reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The morning star to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. You start us on our way. You added, you increased our territory. You added people. You added projects. You added prosperity. You added success. And we add, would you continue to bless us to wrap our minds around those things that are great. We thank you, Lord, for the answer prayers. We thank you for the prayers you're going to answer. We thank you for each and every person who is listening to this ministry, as we have over 500 individuals online, including family and friends and community leaders, of course. We just ask, will something be acceptable and pleasing in your sight that is said on this particular show? And we ask, will we continue to believe and trust in you? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. How's everyone doing? I am so excited with all of the love that I see in the studio. I have my aunties here. I have my parents here. I have my uncles here. I have my cousins here. I have my friends here. I have my new connections here. I have some people in Hollywood here. It's just good to be in the studio with all of the people whom I love very dearly. And we're going to have a good time on the show. So without further ado, I want you to go ahead and get a sheet of paper and something to write with. And we're going to go through our activity that we go through each and every Monday. So I'm going to give you about a minute or so to be sure to get some paper and something to write with. And I will explain our needs and wants activity, because I have about 10 or 12 new individuals who have joined the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. We have 576 people on tonight. That's pretty good. All right. So let's go ahead. At the top of your paper, so that we can remain in focus, it's kind of like a camera. We want to focus. Let's go ahead and put needs and wants. Okay? You want to put your needs and wants. That's the title. Now you want to draw quadrants. So in order to do that, you're going to draw a north and south line. You're going to split that paper in half and draw that line. Then you're going to come west and east. All right? So you should have, for all of you math individuals, two lines intersecting. Okay? It's kind of like a number line. So you're going north to south, west to east. Like, just like that. If you need help, you need demonstration, I also have a visual available for you. All right, so you have four quadrants. In that first quadrant, I want you to put a number one, and I want you to put needs. Second quadrant, which is the next door neighbor, I want you to put wants. Now, I want you to go down the street a little bit, right adjacent to the number one, below the number one, and I want you to put a number three. I want you to put prayers. Then I want you to go next door to number four, and I want you to put dreams, visions. All right. Now then, your needs, of course, is anything that you need. For instance, today I needed some gas, so I had to go get gas. What is it that you need? What is it that you need to be successful? What is it? I want you to think about that in life, in your family, with your friends, in your career, in your spiritual life. What do you need? And I really want you, the first thing I want you to focus on is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what I want you to focus on, okay? Number two, your wants. These are things that you do not necessarily need. For instance, something that I want, and I am going to California to the beach. Why? Because it's relaxing. I'm going to take a weekend. And plus, I have an award show there, so that's why. But that would be a want, okay? I want to go to California. Maybe I don't need to. Like, it's not a need, but I want to go. All right, then number three, prayers. Prayers of the righteous availeth much. So you pray for individuals you know and you those individuals you do not know. And one of my prayers is for this COVID epidemic to basically subside, basically fade away, vanish. I just feel like if we pray to God, I feel like God will be our intercessor and he will make things right. So we're going to pray for course, our family, each and every one of you on here, and the family that we have, and we're going to pray for our friends, and we're going to pray for just the community, and we're going to pray for health, and we're going to pray for wellness, and we're going to pray for each and every person. So we're going to pray, and I want you to be specific sometimes with the names. If you know someone who's going through bereavement, or you know someone who is depressed, or you know someone who's going through a hard time, then I want you to put their name there. We're not going to ask you who it is, but that is just something to keep in your focus. Then dreams and visions. God has, I wanted to tell you, and I have to tell you, that God has been good. He's blessed me to drop a book. I will be able to review the book before it goes to distribution. I am projecting at least about 1 million individuals. Because we're going to promote. I already have individuals lined up. That is one of my projects. I am working on the Golden Rule book, A True Story, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I want you to focus on your dreams and visions. What are those? As far as when we talk about careers, I'm taking those advanced classes because I really want to become savvy in those particular areas and be of great assistance with that. And so those are some of my dreams, some of my visions. I have visions for my family. I have visions for my parents. I have visions for the students I serve. I have visions for the people I serve, you know. And so I have visions for the ministry that I'm engaged in. And so what are your visions? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually give us 6 minutes. And I want you to really focus, and I want you to be very intentional with this because it works, okay? And I want you to go ahead and fill out your quadrant. For those of you who are just now joining, we have needs, wants, prayers, dreams, and visions. So we conducted those four quadrants. Quadrant one is needs, two is wants, three is prayers, four is vision. We have 6 minutes and 15 seconds in order to complete this activity. I want you to be very intentional. You can put people's names. You will not be asked whose name you put. Then after which we will go through a process where we begin to believe that we already accepted these things that we've written down and that our hearts are pure and our minds are clear and that we have the right intentions. And then we're going to move on to announcements, and I'm going to get you a great night. You're listening to the Afrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host for tonight, Dr. Afrida Love, and we are currently engaging in a needs and wants activity. Thank you.
right. So I want you to look at your list, and I want you to begin believing and receiving those particular things. I just believe and I know that God can do everything but fail. And so because we know that, we're able to write the vision and make it plain. And I've heard many people say, just write it down and it happens. But when we write things down, our heart has to be right. Our mind has to be clear. And we have to have a pure heart. Only the pure in heart shall what? See God. And so we have to have a pure heart. We should have a pure heart in order to see God's glory, in order to see God's miracles that he can work. And so with that pure heart, we have to understand that, we have to believe that, and we have to want that, and we have to need it. And so with this particular activity, that was a process to provide you with time to actually discover your needs and wants and your prayers and dreams, because I know that each and every person, all 600 of you who are on the line tonight, really believe in the things that you won't need, pray for, and dream about. And there is only one source, no matter what you believe, who you believe in, they can provide that to us. And we're not the source, right? The source is a higher being. So with that being said, we want to make sure that we continue to focus on the work of God and all the great things that he is doing and those things that he has done within our lives. All right? All right, so that activity is over. So let's go ahead and talk about the announcements. All right. Gospel artists, writers, actress, actors, anyone with a positive message, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Any type of positive message, if you have music, if you have a play that's coming up, if you have an event, I have about 5 or 6 events that I've been invited to, please be sure to email me at that address, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview you on the show and also promote your particular event. In addition to that, continue to pray for each and every person. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, and most of all, pray for yourself. Learning to love yourself, as Whitney said, is the greatest love of all. But charity starts at home, so that means that you have to pray for yourself. And then once you pray for yourself, then you can pray for everyone else. Pray for those you know and those you do not, the bereaved families, those individuals who are going through many different things. Pray for them, all right? In addition to that, now let's talk about the book. I have a book, one book coming out entitled Living with Faith, Love, and Hope. And this particular book is a very inspiring book that will captivate the audience. I am going to have a final check of the book. It will be distributed, and I will be able to review the book. And then we're going to begin to print. 1 million copies sold. What does that mean? That means hurry up and reserve your copy. This is a great book. The book is designed for all age groups, but is mostly designed for individuals who deal with children. It's a great story. It talks about the triumphs and things of just being of service, you know. And so it's a comedy, it's drama, it's, you know, reality, you know, and so it's a great book. And so I want you guys to pick up a copy, and I will let you know as soon as the book hit the shelves. We'll have it at Amazon, of course, we'll have it at my bookstore, we'll have it at different bookstores around the world. And so I will have a book signing in about 5 different states, and so I will let you know those dates as well. We will be traveling to California and some other areas for awards. We did submit some of our scripts that we've written, and they were chosen. So we will be traveling to receive our rewards. All right? So now we're up to speaking about our family events. So the family reunion, once again, will be in Las Vegas. We already have the rooms reserved, which are great. And we already have those individuals who will cater our food. And we have some live music. Now, I'll tell you what, the best part of Vegas is the music. And so we have a band, actually. So what's going to happen is, when we arrive, because we're all flying, except, of course, those who live there. We're all flying, and we already have our tickets for all that great stuff. But we're all flying, and what's going to happen is the band will be at the center rather than at one of the casinos, because if it's at the casino, then it's not just family, it's many different individuals. So we've hired a band. This is a very popular band in Las Vegas that we're going to have for our entertainment. For the kids, we will have jump houses. We've rented some places in Las Vegas, and we'll have jump houses, we'll have food, we'll have the band, we'll have many different individuals who entertain us. We will just have a great time. As I said before, plenty of food and plenty of fellowship and meeting some family members that we don't know. Now, one thing I was going to tell you is that we have a yearbook. This particular yearbook, I need you to submit your pictures. You need to submit your pictures. Now, I was talking to the individual who was helping me create the yearbook, the family yearbook. We have so many family members, and this is going to be like a directory, okay? Your picture's going to be there, and you know how it is at school when they have your name. Well, instead of just having your name, we're going to have your address as well, because this is our family reunion book, okay? So we're going to have your picture and your name, and it's going to be alphabetized, and if you want to have ads in there of different companies, you can, and that will go towards our scholarships for our young people who are in college, not someone like my age who's in college, but those who are graduating from high school, those who are freshmen or all the way up to seniors in college, you know, we will provide scholarships to them that will go towards that. So be sure to connect with your connections for business. I will give you the prices of each of the ads, and we will use that money in order to help our family members when they go off to college, whether it's books, whether it's a scholarship, you know, and we're going to keep collecting. So every time we meet as a family, every time these meetings are held, or every time we have an event, you know, for the family, then we're going to make sure that we're paying our dues for our babies so that when they go off to college, they will be set, okay? Because they need food and gas and cars and all these good things, and, you know, we can put that money towards that. All right, so that's that. In addition to that, I want to thank each and every one of you for attending for attending the recital. We have another recital probably next week, and so I will be giving you that address. But one of the things I'm doing is, yes, I'm working with the youth in that capacity. And so what happens is I usually try to go visit probably on Saturdays or some Sundays, and we work on routine. And so also one of the great aspects of working within the community is being able to work with students to pass their different tests. So they have some type of center, and sometimes I volunteer, it depends on my time, to tutor those students. And so we really want to give back to the community. We want our family to represent in that aspect. As far as the shirts are already created. There are about 50 family members who have already ordered for next year. And so we will have that particular paper waiting so that you can order your T-shirts and things of that nature. We're going to continue to study for our tests that are coming up. There are several individuals who are taking exams and tests and all those good things. So we're going to be sure to take care of that, okay, by studying and all that good stuff. And continue to let your family and friends know, well, our family and friends know about the radio station, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. We've had over 200 individuals join on our family page as far as the radio is concerned, and we've had about 15 more family members who
since we put all this on Facebook, they was like, wow, we're just going to combine our family reunions because usually we have it at the same time and we're all related, so we're just going to combine it and everyone's going to be in Vegas. So speaking of Vegas, as I said before, we're going to probably go down there one more time just to make sure that that's the room that we want. We're going to take the committee down there, and we're also going to visit a little bit to make sure that everything's in place. And so be sure to do that. We're going to also have a talent show, and what else will we have? Oh, we're going to have a cook-off. We're going to have a cook-off. That means that when we're there, you're going to cook your favorite dish, and we're going to go around and have a taste test. And no one's going to know what you cooked, right? And so we're going to basically, whoever gets the most votes, that's first, second, and third. And no one can take it personal because all of you are great at what you do. It's just that these particular food items received the most points. So we'll have that. That's part of our family reunion icebreaker. You get to meet all of our people and all of that good stuff. And then, of course, we're going to have different games like we did this year. Different games for the kids to play, and then you enjoy Vegas. We all enjoy Vegas together. This will be a week long, and that's it. But the main focus that we really need to work on is I really need your pictures, and I need updated addresses and phone numbers for this yearbook, because it's not, I'm going to send everyone, let me look at this email, I'm going to send everyone, let's see here. Okay, so I'm going to send everyone a copy of our book. Like, I have a sample, and I only use, like, 20 of our family members because that's who provided me with their pictures and all the information thus far. But here we go. Right here. Get this real quick. Okay, so I have a sample yearbook, and it'll look like so. You can see it on this diagram here. I'm gonna use this feature to capture everyone so that you can see this yearbook. So here's the yearbook. If you look at our page, our family page, I was able to actually put it up here. So at the the cover, of course, we're going to take a family picture, and we're going to put our last names on there. So that's a family picture. Then when you open it up, if for some reason we have individuals we want to dedicate pages to, that would be the time to put all those there. Now, I'm not going to put a limit to that because the person who's helping me create the yearbook said, you know, we don't limit. We don't put limits, and that's good because we have a huge family. And so if we want to do an in remembrance of 20 family members, we can. Okay, we can go as far back as we want to. Okay, we can go back as far as 1994. Okay, so it's up to us, and we'll discuss that. And then, of course, we'll start with just the pictures and the name alphabetized. And that's how we'll do it. Now, the books, because we are raising money for our family members who actually are like, you know, 18, 19, 20, because of that, we're going to put a $10 price on the yearbooks just so that we can collect monies for our graduates, okay? So in doing so, if you want a yearbook, a family book, then just text one of the committee members. It's five of us who are on the committee. So text either one of us, and we will be sure to get your receipt. And as soon as the books, yearbooks are made, we will get it out to you, okay? All right, what else do we need to talk about? Okay. All right. So,
get this right here. All right, so are there any questions? Any questions? Okay. So I want to, once again, I want to appreciate each and every one of you. Like I was telling Aunt Clara and I was telling some of her friends when we went to go visit, I was like, we are very, very close. And the object of just visiting and being able to meet all of your connections, being able to meet all of the individuals you attend church with, all of the individuals that you volunteer with, was immensely helpful because I'm in those regions a lot. And so with that, and one of the things that I told them, and this is so true about Aunt Clara and about all of our family, I said, you know, we like to eat. And when I say that, it's not like we like to be greedy, but we'll sit over lunch or over dinner and just have a good time. And so speaking of a good time, I was going to tell you that when I went to go visit that city, Aunt Clara's church invited me to lunch. And so I'm thinking, I was like, okay, it'll be one or two people. And it was almost the entire church, and we had a wonderful time. They had reserved a spot for us, and we just had a great time and just connecting and networking. And so these are individuals also who listen to the radio show now, who also is interested in the books. These are individuals whom, when they have things going on at the church and they need some help. And so it's just a great, great network. And so I really appreciate that. I appreciate whoever sent all of these great things to our network. I appreciate you letting family and friends know about this particular ministry, this show. And if any of you would like to come on the ministry or show and you have things going on at church, you have things going on in the community, you have someone who writes music, someone who has just published a book, then send them my email, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I have a couple of people who are waiting to be interviewed. I have some family members who want to come on here and talk about their church events that's going on. We have many different regions represented, and I'll show you that probably tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, tomorrow is our time in which we either interview or we have a motivational talk about just remaining motivated. And so I want you to come back. It is blogtalkradio.com, Frida Love. blogtalkradio.com/FridaLove. And so be sure to come back, and we'll have a great time. And once again, thank you so much. And I did accept that invitation to the church. And so I'll be in that region, and we're going to have a good time like we did last Sunday. And hopefully we can make it to the Cheesecake Factory. What y'all think? All right, so thank y'all so much. You can continue to text and call me, but this is it for the show. Be sure to join me on tomorrow, and thank y'all so much. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love.